My next guest is on the line. He is Noam Chen. He is an Israeli. He's a photographer. He does some incredibly interesting projects, and I'll let him talk to it. But if you do go to his website, you'll see he does astounding projects. One, for example, a project to photograph various shuls throughout Europe in the most magnificent way. This guy certainly has an eye. Today, though, we're going to talk about the Jews of Peck. Noam, shalom. Thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Shalom, thank you so much for having me.
Noam, so kind of what struck me about your website when I was going through it this morning was, for an Israeli, you seem to have a hell of an appreciation and a sense and a connection of the European diaspora. Don't you think that's unusual for an Israeli to connect in the way that you have?
Actually, not quite, because many of us have origins coming from European countries. My own family history is related to this continent as well. My grandparents from my mother's side survived the Holocaust and originally came from Romania or Hungary back then. So many of us still have that connection.
Okay, I guess that does make sense given that somewhere along the line, so many Israelis are immigrants. So, what drew you? Well, firstly, just let me tell you, I had to go and Google Peck because I haven't heard of Peck. I didn't know where it was. Spoiler alert, it's apparently the fifth biggest city in Hungary. So, it's a significant and substantial city in Hungary. Noam, what drew you to the story of the Jews of Peck?
So it was part of a rather more extensive journey that I took in Eastern Europe. I recently documented numerous synagogues that survived the Holocaust in and around Eastern Europe. I am about 6 to 7 countries. And Hungary was one of the main countries because, again, my origins are also half Hungarian. So I very easily related to it. And when I did my research on those synagogues, one of them was in the city of Pécs. And it was the only synagogue that survived there in the city out of originally they had four. Only one of them survived the Holocaust, and that's what brought me to specifically to this city and also to the surrounding villages. There were a couple of other synagogues that I documented there. But it's really just one example out of many towns and villages that I recently visited for this project.
When you say recently, how recently? And I'm asking because at the back of my mind is October the 7th, and I'm wondering what it was like to be an Israeli in Europe over the past recent while.
So it was in the past year. It was after October 7th. Well, to be honest, it's not an easy experience today traveling as an Israeli around Europe, but it is easier in the eastern part, in the eastern countries, when they have less of an immigration issue with Muslims that came to Western Europe mostly. So in the East, it's less felt. You do feel a little bit safer. You do feel a little bit more, yeah, you just feel a little bit more safe to walk around.
Were
Specifically
you open
in
about the fact that you were
countries.
Israeli? Would you talk Hebrew to other Israelis if you met them, or has it got to that point where it's not advisable?
Yes, I did because it was a project that I had to coordinate visits ahead. So all the people that I met knew that I was coming from Israel. And in fact, I didn't experience any really issues because it was specifically countries that are more, in the East that they have less of a problem with let's say with immigration and people that don't like Israelis. I did, however, see a few very unpleasant things, like swastikas on some places, and you do feel that it's spreading. It's spreading like a plague, if you will.
And
Antisemitism, that is.
the local Jewish communities, did you interact with them? How are they feeling?
Yes, I did, and actually, I have to tell you that the most recent visit for me was in Bulgaria, in Sofia, and I met one of the older Jewish community members there, and I specifically asked her about it, and she told me that they do feel a rise in anti-Semitism in the past couple of years. So the communities themselves, even in the Eastern countries, they do feel a change.
No, I'm so. I mean, these communities were affected massively by the Shoah, by the Holocaust. There's a picture of you. It's an inspiring picture. You're standing there in front of your camera, alone in front of a shul that is nothing short of magnificent. And the scale of the shul is quite incredible. You are so small, and the shul is quite big. It's quite an incredible photograph. But it just kind of struck me that keeping those Jewish facilities and those memories alive costs a lot of money. Who's doing it? Who's paying for all this?
Well, that's true. The sad part is that many of them are left to deteriorate because there is nobody that has the money to sustain them. I think the photograph that you're referring to specifically is one that I am visiting in the shul in a little town of Orla in Poland. And this one specifically is taken care of by a group of Christian volunteers because there are no Jews anymore left in this town. And the synagogue has survived, but nobody caring for it, obviously nobody to pray there anymore. But those Christian volunteers living in the town, they took upon themselves to take care of it. And they are actually trying to raise money, trying to raise funds so they can restore the synagogue. So many of them are in this condition. Others, where there are still Jews left in the community, they do get funds from other communities. Mostly in America, and they're able to really restore the synagogues, but it's unfortunately not happening in many, many other cases. And that's the sad part of this project that I documented, many synagogues that are either still in ruins or deteriorating. And just it's almost like we are losing so many pieces of history of our Jewish heritage in Europe.
Norm, we're running fast out of time. I just want to understand. So, what have you done with the materials that you have photographed? How do we access this project?
So you can see today, you can see most of them or many of them on my Instagram account, which is Noam C underscore official. At the moment, there is a photo exhibition from this project that is presented, displayed in Budapest in Hungary. But I'm working now to hopefully turn it all into a book that will gather all of these pictures from all of these communities and tell the stories of all of these synagogues and the Jewish communities that they once served. So I hope this is going to go well. I hope that the book will be able to come alive. But in the meantime, on my social media, you can see a bit from this project, and hopefully, when a book comes to life, I'm going to update it on my
I
social
was just
media
going
as
to
well.
say, Noam, you've got to promise me you'll reach out, you'll let us know, and we'll talk again, because what I have seen on your Facebook page and on Instagram is nothing short of awe-inspiring. You definitely know your craft, you know what you're doing, and you convey emotion in buildings, which is really quite incredible. So, Noam,
Thank you so
thank you
much.
for chatting to us on Chai FM this afternoon.